Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
For logbook servicing you can rely on, you need to make the right choice. You need trained professionals who are fully qualified to service your car according to manufacturer's specifications. For real peace of mind and a nationwide warranty, book in or book online at repcoservice.com.
Listening to The Sporting Capital with Sam Hargraves on SEN.
Really excited for this new weekly segment. Over the next couple of segments, for the first time, the Brownlow Lowdown with Tom Haylock. All thanks to Betfair. Lay bet on AFL markets only at Betfair. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. We are 15 rounds into the season, and the Brownlow market is one of the most complex and hard to predict. So to help us get ready for the Brownlow this year, yes, we are a fair way out, but we need to be to make sure that when the night comes, that we are fully up to speed. We are fully armed with all the information that we need. And to help us do that, all thanks to Betfair, Tommy Haylock is with us. Hello, Tommy.
Hello, mates. Great to be here. Yes, exciting. Been a fantastic year, and obviously last round was sensational, so I can't wait to get talking into Brownlow.
First things first, Betfair. You guys are a little bit different from the others out there. Explain how, please.
We are, yes. We're a peer-to-peer betting exchange, which is different. Obviously, it's not a punter versus a bookmaker. It's peer-to-peer. So basically, if you're an Iowa at a pub and we're talking about the footy and you like whoever it might be, the Crows to beat Melbourne this weekend, you can potentially have that bet with me, and we don't trust each other with the money. We just met, whatever it might be. We basically give the money to the bartender to hold the cash. He holds the cash throughout the match, the match, and gives the cash to the winner at the end. So we are essentially that example, Betfair. We are the bartender there. So we're peer-to-peer, which often means you're betting into pure markets, so you're not having that market percentage built in on the corporate side of things.
No one more trustworthy than a bartender. If you no, seriously, maybe a butcher. I've never met an unhappy butcher, have you? Have you ever seen a butcher that's not smiling?
So.
Never, ever. I worked in pubs for a long time, and your locals would always come in and sit at the bar and leave their money there, and it would always be there when they came back. So the analogy is a very good one, and now I implicitly trust you.
Good. I'm glad to hear.
So one of the features of the Betfair website is the Brownlow Predictor. So Brownlow markets have become more and more followed over the years, and I think people start looking at them a long way out. People start to try and identify trends over the years, and just to try and get a fix on how the umpires are seeing the game, things that they tend to do and what they don't tend to do, what they see, what they don't see, where you can get an advantage and try to get ahead of the curve on what we might be set to experience on Brownlow night. So talk to us about the Brownlow Predictor on the Betfair website.
Yeah, that's well explained in terms of what we're trying to do here. Obviously, just before I go into that, a perfect example, Jack Steele at round 15, round 16 last year, he was at $42 on Betfair. So we can read markets like this. He came into $7.80 on Brownlow night, amazingly. So things can change. The Brownlow Predictor, well, there's a lot of people out there, as you said, it's becoming more prevalent in the Brownlow betting and the Brownlow markets and whatnot. On Betfair Hub, betfair.com.au/hub/ Brownlow Medal Predictor, or search for it in the hub. You can see it on the homepage as well. We have basically an algorithm that tracks all sorts of odds. It's a content provider, but it tracks each player throughout the year, and it predicts who they think is leading and the value and the odds. So you can check it all out on Brownlow on the betfair.com.au/hub website. It's all there. It goes round by round. It has a bit of a rundown on all things from last round. And it has the market at the moment with Andrew Brayshaw actually on 22.5 votes, Sam, and Lachie Neale tied with 22.5 votes as well. So it is amazing. Clayton Oliver next on 22 votes, and he's actually favoured on the Betfair Exchange at the moment, Clayton Oliver.
I find this really interesting. So Andrew Brayshaw, we've seen his older brother have a top four finish a few years ago. I'm curious about this because sometimes we see where a player has a breakout year.
Yes.
So we as an industry will be really, we will identify that early. and start to talk a lot about that particular player. It seemed over the years, though, that maybe the umpires are about a year, and this is not a criticism, but a year behind.
Go back to Dane Swan when he won it.
Yes.
Exactly the same point.
Yep. So they have the breakout year and you think, oh, that surely, but they don't quite have the attention yet of the umpires, and then that will come after.
It's amazing how much the media actually influences the market and also potentially the umpires' votes the next year. I agree with you wholeheartedly, and that's my concern with Andrew Brayshaw. We have a guy at Betfair that does a similar thing to this in terms of algorithms. He actually takes votes and polling history into account into his algorithms. Same with the Brownlow Medal Predictor on here. We've picked the last three winners in a row, so we've got a good strike rate with this Brownlow Medal Predictor as well. But that's all taken into account. Media votes, the Herald Sun votes, whatever it might be, is all taken into account in a lot of these algorithms and models, and we produce things like this.
So at the moment, on the Betfair Brownlow Medal Predictor, you've got Brayshaw just ahead of Lachie Neal.
Yes.
Just ahead of Clayton Oliver. Then Paddy Cripps, Christian Petrarca, and Sam Walsh. Now, just comparing that to the coaches' votes, who have got Clayton Oliver, Lachie Neal, Andrew Brayshaw. So the top three is the same, just in a different order. They've got Paddy Cripps at four in the coaches' votes as well. Took Miller is at five. You guys have Took Miller at about 10th, if I'm having a look at that there. So, and interestingly, you've got Jeremy Cameron in the top 10 at the moment. He's in the top 10 for the coaches' votes as well.
And amazingly, he is a great point. And the beauty of Betfair, because we are a peer-to-peer betting company, he's $130 on Betfair at the moment. He is incredible. We've got him, what is it, 7th or 8th on the Brownlow Medal Predictor, and he's 130-1. So if he continues to finish off the year, he might be worth having something on now at that price, and he might firm, especially once the media get a hold of him. He's obviously high up in the coaches' votes there. He might start shorter, and you can actually trade out on Betfair, Sam. That's the beauty of it. It's like a stock market. So you can actually back him high, back him at 130. He might come into 50s. You can actually lay him later in the year as well and make money that way without even getting the result in the night.
So how does that work?
Well, it's like a stock market, exactly like a stock market. So if you take a price, you basically back high and lay. So laying is a unique offering to Betfair as well. So you can actually bet on someone to lose or bet on a horse to lose, whatever it might be. Mm. So you can do the same. So you can actually, you can lay first and then back high, exactly like a stock market. You obviously buy stocks at a low price and sell them at a higher price and make profit like that. You can do exactly the same. You can lay Andrew Brayshaw at $6 now or whatever it might be. And if he has a bad week, he might drift out to $7. Then you can back him, and then you've got both sides of the bet, and for a small profit, that dollar profit in between. So that's the beauty of Betfair. It is like a stock market, and it's an exchange. So it's a bit unique to the offering we have.
So if I got Jeremy Cameron at 100 and what was it?
130s.
And then he comes in to say 20.
Yes.
And then I lay. Yes. What do I get?
You'll get the difference, basically. So you can actually have him for profit for no liability, or you can actually lay him for more than you originally laid, or backed him for more than you, or sorry, laid him for more than you originally had, and make money either way. There's also a cash out function. You can actually cash out on Betfair as well. Just simply, if they firm like that, there's a cash out function. So you can just click the cash out, and you have a what's known as a green book, and profit on all runners and a profit on the market, depending on market moves.
All right, so we're going to try and the purpose of the Brownlow Lowdown with Tom Haylock is to try and identify the trends in the market that are occurring in the lead up to the Brownlow, the most prestigious award in VFL AFL history. We do it all for Betfair. Don't let the bookies make the rules. Back or lay. Same game. Multis only at Betfair. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858. So, Tommy, often you see a bolter early in the year that starts to fizzle later in the year, not because their form drops, but maybe because the expectation or the standards that they set are sometimes to their detriment. There's players who really jump out of the blocks, and then despite not really dropping off in form, they don't tend to attract enough votes, because I think that they've been able to set a bar and maybe the shine.
It's an amazing point you make, because I actually coach footy, and it's actually similar. Like, I do votes at the end of a game, and you have these expectations. These players might play incredibly well, but they might have 28 instead of 35, and you mark them harsher because of the benchmark they set. It's similar. Obviously, Dustin Martin, like, he's probably having an okay year comparatively, but you compare him to his best, he's not quite as good. But what you're looking for now, heading towards the next half of the year, and who The run home, teams winning, is huge.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you win, you're more likely to get votes. It's as simple as that. So you look at the run home. If you're looking to back now and trade later or find an edge that way, you're looking at the run home. You're looking at performance against other teams. There's a couple of guys on this weekend that are up against teams that they poll notoriously well against. So that's another talking point.
So round 16, according to you guys at Betfair, is always almost like you can plant your flag here that this is going to be where we start to see big movements in the market and on the count night itself.
Spot on. Now, you go back last year, round 16, 2021, Ollie Wines was $8.60. He firmed all the way into $3.50. There's a massive... It's fascinating, Sam, especially after round 23. There's no more games that can actually contribute, but the market moves. When people start doing their research and the media hypes them up, the markets are still moving so much as well, which is a massive nuance. Clayton Oliver's another one. He was $6.40. He came into $3.80 in the same time span. So from round 16 onwards to the final round or to the start of the night. So two massive market moves, and as I said earlier off the top, Jack Steele was the biggest. He was $42. He came home like a house on fire, and he came into $7.80. Obviously, St Kilda won some games, which helps in the back end of last year, but that's a huge go, $6.42 into $7.80.
Yeah, and the one that the one that backs up the point I was making was Marcus Bontempelli, who from this point last year really did drift, despite, I don't think, really drifting in form.
Yeah, spot on. He traded as low as $2.76 heading into round 16. I think he might have been shorter than that at some point. And he drifted to $4.80 pre-count. There you go. He actually got as low as $1.98 last year at some stage. So it was almost home in a lot of people's respects. But, yeah, he might have just, I think Bulldogs kind of lost a few games as well, which might not have helped the voting and that cottoned on. But that's the beauty of Betfair. You could have laid him at that $1.98 and actually backed him back at $4, $4.80, whatever it might be, and make money and have him going for a win with no liability.
Okay, this is a new show on the Sporting Capital, the Brownlow Lowdown with Tom Haylock. You can lay and bet AFL matches only at Betfair. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858. To look ahead to the games this weekend and keep an eye on what votes might be in store for the players on the leaderboard. That'll be up next.
You're listening to the Sporting Capital with Sam Hargraves on SEN.
New show as part of the Sporting Capital, the Brownlow Lowdown with Tom Haylock, all thanks to Betfair. Looking at the trends as we go through round by round and what we might expect this round from our Brownlow Medal favourites, the Betfair Brownlow Medal Predictor, Tommy, has Andrew Brayshaw from Freo on top. And you guys on the Predictor have got him polling in all but three games this year. Only three voters, round 8, 12 and 13. Talk us through again how your Brownlow Medal Predictor comes up with its algorithm for predictive votes.
Yeah, so it's all basically computer modelling and data, and everything's taken into account, whether it be statistics is a huge one, obviously win-loss record, polling history is taken into account, and even media. So Coaches Awards, you read out earlier, that's taken into account into the algorithm. They weight it all differently. They work through it. But that is an amazing statistic around Andrew Brayshaw and how consistent he's been this year, not polling in three games so far, according to the Brownlow Medal Predictor. It's quite remarkable. And I guess Fremantle's story is remarkable as well, how well they've gone this year to start off. It's just whether he, and it's probably why he's not favourite, even though the Brownlow Medal Predictor's got him higher or leading, it's probably why he's not favourite, how Fremantle are going to finish off the year and whether they can trust Andrew Brayshaw to continue his form.
So the interesting one here is Paddy Cripps. So you've got him three votes, 2.5 votes in the first three rounds, a couple of weeks without votes in 3, 3, 2.5, then 3 weeks without a vote before the bye, a couple of votes in round 13, and then no votes from the weekend as well. So when we have a look at some of those players coming into this week, you've got Brayshaw, Neil, Oliver, Cripps, Petrarca. That's your top five, followed by Walsh, Mills, Cameron and Crisp, and then Prestia, rounding out your top 10. Prestia, which this is going to upset, I'd imagine, and I suppose he's... what's the right word? It's topical given the fact that he's going to miss this week. But his last few weeks, three votes from round 14, and then he had three votes in round 10 and round 11 as well. So he'd been in a real purple patch of form, which makes it even more of a bitter pill to swallow for Richmond Footy Club and Richmond fans that he is going to be missing a week at this stage. And if you're just joining us, 4 weeks for Tom Stewart at the Tribunal tonight. So let's have a look at this week's games and just give us an idea of what we should be looking at coming into round 15.
Yeah, just getting back to that point about Paddy Cripps. Obviously, Carlton came out on fire. They beat the Tigers round one, they beat Bulldogs round two, and Hawks in round three. And Cripps starred in all of them.
Yep.
He no doubt polls in all three games, and he's a notable three-vote polar. So he actually came in after round eight to as low as $2.92, Patrick Cripps. So he was really short at various stages. He's now $6.40. So when he polls well. He can absolutely star in what he does. Obviously, you mentioned where to this weekend and where we can look to poll votes and make money. Now, Clayton Oliver versus the Crows is one of them. Sam Walsh versus St Kilda and Jeremy Cameron versus North. Now, Jeremy Cameron, for a first point, we talked about him, he's $130. If he comes out and kicks seven or eight, even the Tex could kick six against North last week, Jeremy Cameron could have a day out. He could poll again and he could be much shorter after this week. So that's the kind of stuff you're looking for if you're looking to an edge, whether it's this week, whether it's in 2 or 3 weeks' time. He might be value now at that massive price, and you can, if he comes out and you think he'll kick seven or eight, you can have him now, and he'll be shorter come the end of this week when we're having this chat next week. Clayton Oliver's another point against the Crows. He was fantastic in this corresponding game last year. I think the Crows won by a point in this match last year at home. I haven't seen a better half of football from an AFL player, I don't think. That was his effort last year. It was amazing. He's polled in four of his last five versus the Crows. You'd think they'd get the win over the Crows as well. He's had three-vote matches in the last five, Sam. So his record against the Crows is fantastic. The other one is Sam Walsh versus St Kilda. He's got the three votes in this corresponding match last season, and the predictors got into chance or got him as a chance to poll in five of the last 6 weeks, which is amazing. So it's really interesting. They're the three players that I'd be looking for: Clayton Oliver, Sam Walsh, Jeremy Cameron on this weekend that will potentially poll, and we'll come back and revisit this next week.
So who are you thinking that won't be able to poll? So just a couple of the other that are in the top 10, second on the Betfair Brownlow predictor is Lachie Neal, who's been consistently polling throughout the course of the year. So the predictor has him with three votes in round 1, 2, 5, 7, 9, and 11, and picking up votes in round 13 and round 8 as well. They've got the Brisbane Lions have got the Western Bulldogs Thursday night. Last year in the semi, he had 28 disposals, 13 of those contested. What are we thinking for Lachie Neal against that powerful Western Bulldogs midfield?
For a player of his ability, and he's obviously a Brownlow medalist, he's only polled votes against the Dogs twice in his last six outings. So he's not a notable vote poller against them. Obviously, the Dogs have had a fantastic midfield the last 3 or 4 years and a really good team. So that's contributed to that. He's polled four votes in six matches, and that's much less than his average in recent times. So he'd be somewhere in between. It all depends on the result there. If the Lions are going to beat the Dogs, he's got to play well. But the Dogs are starting to come into form. Paddy Cripps is the other one. He's somewhere in between. He's polled in around 2017, 18 and 19 versus St Kilda, but nothing in three outings since against the Saints. So that's an interesting one. The two that the main one that would be concerning here that might drift is Andrew Brayshaw versus Port Power. Porter found form, and he hasn't polled against the Power in his career, amazingly. So, and he hasn't, he's only cracked 20 disposals once in the last five matches. So his record against Power isn't good, but obviously he's having a breakout year. So
yeah, you'd expect Willem Drew to go to him potentially as a tag. And Petrarca, you've got as another one here that's a potential lay this week.
Yeah, never polled a vote against the Crows in nine matches, which beggars belief, really.
He's surely due.
And that's another way you might want to look at it. Surely due. He's been a bit down, and that's a common discussion point among who you're looking for. And a lot of people, I sent a tweet out earlier, Sam, a lot of people are gravitating towards Oliver if they were to bet now, because Petrarca's probably hasn't been at his best and Gorn's out.
Just with that, there's the old adage that in a team like Melbourne, when it comes to, say, Petrarca, Oliver or Gorn, that players, they're going to take votes off each other.
Yes.
So Oliver and Petrarca have been right up at the pointy end of the polling in the last couple of years, Gorn as well. And then you look at a game like where Viney had was his best game that I've seen him play for Melbourne on the weekend, just gone against the Brisbane Lions. But then does Lever get votes as well? So is there any truth to that adage that these players take votes off each other?
There definitely is. Now, Oliver still managed to poll 31 votes last season. And you look at this year, Gorn's been out, so he's missing, and Petrakis probably hasn't been at his best, especially in the last 4 or 5 weeks. So
last week was brilliant.
He was fantastic. He's back to his best last week, but he obviously had that illness 1 week and performed poorly. But that's potentially why a lot of people are gravitating towards Oliver, because Gorn's been missing. He polled 16 votes last season, and obviously a lot of them were in games that Oliver polled as well. But you go through last year, especially first half of last year, round 1 and 2 he polled 3 votes, Clayton Oliver, and then he went from round 8, 9, 10, 11, polled 4 consecutive 3-vote games when they won. So he definitely gets vote, and he's got that season under his belt now that the media have jumped on him. He was fantastic last year. He stands out. His ball use has gotten a lot better in the last 2 or 3 years, and he stands out. So he'll pile well.
Off the text from Lee and Nari Warren, how accurate has his system been in previous years?
They've won, tipped a winner 3 out of the last 4 years. So
the Betfair Brownlow Medal predictors got it right the last 3 years on the bounce.
That's correct. So that's after obviously all the voting's done, but after round 23. But it's been really good. Fire off any questions to us as well. Happy to answer them in the consecutive shows or the weeks coming. A lot can change, but I'm looking forward to how we go in the next few weeks, Sam, with our predictions and who we think will poll well this week and next week, and we'll see what the firmers are week in, week out, and see if we can make a bit of money for people out there if they want to trade and do a bit of that on Betfair as well. But yeah, like I said, Cripps was 292 after round 8 and he's drifted. So,
hey, great first edition of the Brownlow Lowdown. Tommy Haylock will be with us every week on the Sporting Capital. So if you've got any Brownlow questions as we look forward to that brilliant Monday evening at the end of the year, we're just trying to get a gauge on where the market's doing and what the players are doing. Tommy, we'll speak to you next week.
Go away, mate. Thank you.
For logbook servicing you can rely on, you need to make the right choice. You need trained professionals who are fully qualified to service your car according to manufacturer's specifications. For real peace of mind and a nationwide warranty, book in or book online at repcoservice.com.